2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1. Paul, and Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brothers, as it is appropriate, because your faith is growing exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other abounds. So that we ourselves boast in you in the churches of God because of your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Which is revealed as a token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to reward tribulation to those who trouble you. And to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all those who believe because our testimony among you was believed. In that day. Therefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we urge, ask, encourage, you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together to him. That you not be soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. Because that day shall not come, except there comes a falling away first, and that man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, displaying himself as God. Do you not remember, that, when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know who restrains him that he might be revealed in his time. Because the mystery of sin is already at work. Only he who now restrains will restrain, until he is taken out of the way. And then that wicked one shall be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceit of unrighteousness in those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason God shall send upon them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, beloved brothers of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through purification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. To which he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, stand fast, and hold on to the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word, or our letter. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, who has loved us, and has given us everlasting comfort and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts, and establish yourselves in every good word and work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course, and be glorified, even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, because all men do not have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you, and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother who walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received from us. Because you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, because we did not behave disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for anything. But worked with labor and pain night and day, that we might not be indebted to any of you, not because we did not have the right to, but to make ourselves an example to you to follow us. Because even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Because we hear that there are some who walk among you disorderly, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and encourage by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work, and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, do not be weary in well-doing. And if any man does not obey our word by this letter, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every letter, I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen, let it be.